Chapter 18, Identifying Improvements from Classroom Visits. As we've explored throughout this book, visiting classrooms, observing teaching and talking with teachers, is one of the most impactful ways instructional leaders can spend their time. While the immediate focus of a classroom visit may be to help the individual teacher reflect and grow, and repeated visits throughout the year can lead to higher quality final evaluations, the benefits aren't limited to our work with individual teachers. In this chapter, we'll explore the ways spending time in classrooms every day can help us build relational trust, make better decisions, and build a common vision. This will help instructional leaders identify necessary improvements, strengthen leadership, and increase teachers' impact on learning. Build relational trust. School leaders everywhere learn to be visible around campus, but the high-performance instructional leadership model goes further by emphasizing substantive, frequent visits to classrooms, followed by evidence-based conversations with teachers. A key reason these conversations are so powerful, in addition to their direct impact on teacher growth, is their contribution to relational trust. In their book, Trust in Schools, A Core Resource for Improvement, Anthony Brick and Barbara Schneider, 2002, describe relational trust as, quote, a particular system of social exchanges, end quote, that is distinct from the contractual trust that exists between, say, a business and its customers, page 16. Relational trust grows as staff become better able to discern the intentions and predict the future behavior of their colleagues. This discernment is based on both beliefs about others and direct observation of their behavior. Brick and Schneider, 2002, explain how relational trust can be damaged. Quote, relational trust diminishes when individuals perceive that others are not behaving in ways that can be understood as consistent with their expectations about the other's role obligations. Moreover, fulfillment of obligations entails not only doing the right thing, but also doing it in a respectful way and for what are perceived to be the right reasons. End quote, page 21. Instructional leaders who don't regularly visit and converse with teachers have fewer opportunities to establish relational trust. And when teachers have limited information about leaders' actions and intentions, assumptions will fill the gaps. There is simply no substitute for engaging in purposeful, frequent conversations about teaching and learning. The more instructional leaders visit classrooms and talk with teachers, the stronger their professional relationships will be, and the higher the level of relational trust in the school will be. Brick and Schneider, 2002, identify four important benefits of this relational trust at the organizational level. First, relational trust reduces the risk of change and serves as a catalyst for innovation. Second, relational trust makes it easier to make decisions and resolve conflicts. Brick and Schneider, 2002, note that this occurs, quote, because of the assumed good intentions all around, end quote, page 33. Third, relational trust contributes to clear, shared expectations for behavior and a high degree of self-monitoring by staff, so less top-down effort is necessary for upholding expectations. Fourth, relational trust creates a moral imperative to go above and beyond contractual requirements to support the mission of the organization. While it's difficult to overstate the value of relational trust for the overall functioning of the school, classroom visits and conversations between instructional leaders and teachers also provide detailed information about teaching and learning that can inform the large number of specific decisions that leaders make on a day-to-day basis. Use classroom visits to enable better decision-making. Instructional leaders who are in classrooms frequently have access to information that they would not otherwise have. As you develop the habit of visiting classrooms every day, you'll gain vastly more knowledge about each teacher's strengths and needs. This information enables one of your most essential roles as an instructional leader, your decision-making role, Mintzberg, 1973. While you can delegate many of the tasks you perform on a day-to-day basis to others or encode them in school policies and procedures, many decisions continue to require your attention because you have information that others in your school simply do not have. This information comes from two sources. First, communication built on trust, and second, observation of classroom practices. First, regular visits increase trust, and trust strengthens the lines of communication that allow relevant information to flow to instructional leaders. In other words, stronger relationships naturally result in more communication because relationships increase everyone's confidence that investing time and effort in communication will be worthwhile. Second, classroom visits themselves provide firsthand information about what is taking place in classrooms. This informs decisions about students, staff, and all manner of professional development and operational decisions. Being in classrooms on a daily basis gives you a great deal more knowledge about each teacher's practice, as you've probably witnessed by now, so you can more effectively influence their growth and evaluation. It also allows you to identify trends that can inform professional development, especially if you intentionally visit each teacher during a certain subject or focus on a specific practice. But these benefits aren't limited to instructional decision-making. Time in classrooms can even inform logistical decisions, such as how to optimize the bell schedule. Most school administrators spend only a small proportion of their time on activities explicitly related to instructional leadership, with the balance devoted to all manner of operational manners, Grissom et al. 2013. They can make these operational decisions more effectively if they have ample and appropriate background knowledge stemming from regular visits to classrooms. Simply put, being in classrooms provides a level of insight that you can't obtain any other way. Build a common vision. Ultimately, increased time in classrooms can lead to the development of a focused and shared vision for the school. When instructional leaders demonstrate that they're not only visible, but also paying attention to what teachers and students need, they enlist a level of support that can be truly transformative. Too often, schools operate primarily on the basis of contractual trust, with everyone doing their jobs, but not necessarily working toward a closely shared vision, Brick and Schneider, 2002. When instructional leaders spend time in classrooms and talk with teachers daily, we have the opportunity to both learn from and influence the teachers we serve and support. And this, more than any other factor, catalyzes the formation of a coherent, deeply held, and broadly shared vision for the school. Day 18 Action Challenge. Identify your biggest insights from classroom visits. What are the most important insights you've gained from your visits to classrooms so far? Identify at least 6 insights based on your time in classrooms and your conversations with teachers. You may want to consider the following questions for reflection. What aspects of our instructional framework am I now more familiar with as a result of my classroom visits and conversations with teachers? What operational decisions have I been able to make because of my time in classrooms? What are some implications for upcoming professional development based on what I've learned from my visits?